This is the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. Join us as we hear from students across the Portland area and beyond. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. Full episodes of the Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. For over 100 years, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. The Student Hour is brought to you by Portland Radio Project, KBOO Community Radio, and KBPS. This is the Student Hour.
Good day, listeners, and thank you for listening to the Student Hour. My name is Zip, and get ready to be swept away by the sounds of the legendary band, The Zombies. That's right, the iconic band is coming to Portland, Oregon, and it's a musical event you won't want to miss. The Zombies, known for their timeless hits like Time of the Season and She's Not There, have been captivating audiences for decades. Let's take a listen.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promise lands.
Show you everyone, it's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Anytime
to show
you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Like me, has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Their unique blend of rock, pop, and psychedelic influences have made them a true force in the world of music, and now they are bringing their incredible talents to our beautiful city of Portland, Oregon. This promises to be a night filled with nostalgia, great vibes, and unforgettable melodies. So, mark your calendars, because the Zombies will be performing at Aladdin Theater in Portland on Tuesday, October 3rd, and the doors open at 7 p.m. It's going to be an evening of musical magic that you and your friends won't want to miss. Get ready to dance, sing along, and create lasting memories with the Zombies in Portland, Oregon. This concert promises to be an unforgettable experience for both fans old and new. Join us for a night of incredible music and let the timeless tunes of the Zombies transport you to a world of musical bliss. There is also a free show and signing at Music Millennium on Wednesday, October 4th at 12 p.m. We can't wait to see you there. This is Zip from KBPS.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
My name is Kimora Goldsby. I'm from KBPS Radio Broadcasting. I am so happy and excited to be back into the building and doing radio again. It's such an honor. And this is my last year, so this is a good way to end it off. And I'm so happy to be back. Again, my name is Kimora Goldsby, and I am a volleyball player. And guess what we're going to be talking about today? Volleyball, so exciting. Okay, so volleyball for me this year and everybody on the team has kind of gone off a little wonky, but overall is very fun and exciting. Last year we won no games. This year we haven't won any games yet, but we have done much better, even with rallies back and forth. I've gotten better and more confident in the sport. Again, I remember saying that, I remember telling you all that when I started off playing volleyball, or I never wanted to play volleyball, and once I tried something new and actually tried out for volleyball, I loved it. And ever since there, I fell in love with volleyball, and I'm going to continue to keep doing it. And that's just something I love doing in my free time and all of that. So it's so exciting to play. I get excited every time I have to go to practice and games and all of that. The team, we love each other, treat each other like sisters. And there's just some things that can be more better and within everybody, even the coach. We also don't have our same coach. Our coach stopped coaching last year, I believe. Yeah, last year. And so that was pretty sad to, and everything has been different, of course, but it's pretty sad to know that she's not our coach anymore. But we love McNary, we do. And she's also an English teacher here at Benson as well. But I think as she said that it was just a lot for her. So I don't blame her. It's a lot to be a teacher and a coach as well. And she's been doing it for a while. Now things are, of course, different. Everything is new to everybody, new coach. And of course, things are not going to be the same. So we all have just been having a hard time adjusting. But like I said, overall, everything has been going really good. And we all have improved much better than last year. And everyone has said it. Everybody agrees. Only thing is, we were just having a little trouble about our feelings and how things are going due to it just being a new thing. We're all just all experiencing new things all around. So that can also be hard, and it could be good, and it could also be bad. But I'm so excited for the next week. We have 3 games back to back, including a tournament. And it's just, volleyball is my favorite sport ever that I've ever played. All the sports that I've played, volleyball is my top favorite. And I am so bummed that I didn't start when I was younger, when my mom was trying to get me to start at that age. But I've stated also before that I am going to be talking more about school and for the young ladies and gentlemen coming to high school, or just getting older in general, that's listening on 1450. I'm just excited. I love talking to the younger kids and younger groups. It's just, I don't know, it's just always has been in me to be helpful in any way that I can and giving back to the community in any way I can. I will most definitely keep you guys updated on volleyball. And again, I'll be talking more about school and how it is growing up. And my lucky day is coming up. My birthday is coming next Tuesday on the 12th of September. Thank you all so much for listening. Remember, I'm Kimora Goldsby from KBPS, and I'm closing out. Bye.
You're listening to The Student Hour, student voices from Portland for Portland, powered by AM 1450 KBPS.
This is Travis Keller from AM 1450. I want to talk about a story where it is problematic and sad at the same time. What is the greatest challenge facing students today, like in schools? It's a repeat of another story, but I feel like it's a good update for everything. Quality education, the access to it, this is what school's for. And also, another thing is, those teachers are not getting paid enough. Like, even high school teachers are not getting paid enough to do what they're doing, to do all this grading, all this, like, and they're even their free time. Sometimes they'll spend up to, like, 2 to 3 hours worth just to make sure the students are having an okay grade and deserve what they deserve. And it hurts. And of course it hurts. Another thing is bullying. I can't say much because I haven't been bullied. And that's just me. I can't just say, oh, I've been bullied and I can say whatever. No, I've not been bullied. But what can lead up to those emotions is like when people are getting bullied on online or whatever, it can lead up to depression, hard depression, where you can't get out of bed, you can't stay awake, you can't see right, you feel every time you talk somebody's gonna say something bad about you. And I would say that is horrible. For I have it, I just don't say much about it because I feel like every time I say something about it, it considered me weak. It's mental health. It's hard to express without you feeling like safe to talk about it. And that bullying can, that like depression goes into suicide. Suicide is one of the worst things that could ever happen to a school because it looks bad on the school. And also, honestly, when you do suicide, it hurts more people around you than your actual self. I understand that it might be a temporary version of, like, I'm done with it. No. Yeah, there is. That's a permanent to something that's temporary. If you ever need that help, go to a therapist, talk to them. Like, literally, or go to, if you're even, let's say, if you can't afford it, go to friends. Oh my God. Just speak it out, because I know that gut feeling of just holding it in. It hurts. Oh my God. Let it out. It will make you feel so much better. Communicate for those who need you in response. Like, I talk to my friends about it. Helps me. One of the other things is, they do not enforce rules. Like, I have a sheet, what I wrote from, Principal Wilson at, Benson Polytechnic High School. The fact that, we have, like, rules, what's a good one? We'll have to, like, bring a pass to the bathroom when they don't really enforce it. It's like, yeah, you're saying this common sense, you put this paper. This is the first time I ever saw this purple or pink or whatever you would call it paper and say, oh my God, it is now common sense. This was already common sense. They didn't use to have these kind of things. So what I'm going to say is that one of the things is another thing I found on this is just rule 4 is drugs and alcohol are forbidden at school, which I will not say anything about, but it is still not reinforced, and I smell it sometimes in the bathroom. I don't think it is reinforced, and that makes this paper almost what useless. And this is my thought. I don't think it is quote unquote useless, but if they're not enforcing it, then what is the point of the paper, right? Like, think about it. Question yourself. Would you have a rule book that tells you many rules up to, I think it is, 14 rules that you must follow, right? And they're not majorly complicated. They're very straightforward. But then the security or your upper class people, I'm speaking a little bit loud, taking those rules and then not enforcing them. That's like making a law and then just saying, oh, it's whatever if that person does it. That's how I see it. I love if they would more reinforce it, so then it would be a safer school. And so this, so then we wouldn't have these problems, like for other things like mental health, like bullying comes too harsh for people going like, oh my God, now I'm done with everybody. I'm going to shoot up a school. So, yeah. Just remember that school, I get it. It is rough. Teachers need to understand that we're all going through a hard time, financially and mentally. And enforcing rules can always help with everything. Travis, signing out.
This is the Student Hour, student voices for Portland, powered by AM 1450 KBPS.
Will you win? It's your show now, so what's it gonna be? 'Cause people will tune in, how many train wrecks do we need to see before we lose touch, oh, and we thought this was low. Well, it's bad getting worse, so where'd all the good people go? I've been changing channels, I don't see them on the TV shows. Where'd all the good people go? We got heaps and heaps of what we sow. They got this and that with a rattle attack test and one, two, man, what you gonna do? Bad news, misuse, got too much to lose. Give me some truth now, whose side are we on? Whatever you say, turn on the boob tube, I'm in the mood to obey, so lead me astray. And by the way now, where'd all the good people go? I've been changing channels, I don't see them on the TV shows. Where'd all the good people go? We got heaps and heaps of what we sow. Sitting round feeling far away. So far away, but I can feel the debris. Can you feel it? Interrupt me from a friendly conversation to tell me how great it's all gonna be. You might notice some hesitation, 'cause it's important to you, it's not important to me. But way down by the edge of your horizon, well, it's beginning to show. And all I really wanna know is, where'd all the good people go? I've been changing channels, I don't see them on the TV shows. Where'd all the good people go? We got heaps and heaps of what we sow. Where'd all the good people go? They got this and that with the rattle attack test, then one, two, man, what you gonna do? Some truth, you got too much to lose. Who's all your people anyway? Okay, whatever you say, wrong or resolute, but in the mood to obey. Station to station, decent.
Hey there, KPS. I'm Chelsea Flanger Jr. And for the last 2 years that I've been with you guys, I don't think you know a lot about me. So I've written up this script here to tell you a little about myself. Currently, I'm a senior here at KPS and majoring in the radio program. My online partner is CJ, who's usually here in the mornings right now, but is running late a bit. You'll see us from 7:30 to 8:30 from Monday to Friday. We talk about various things ranging from local news or national news, fun facts, and new and old things about music. Anything we think is worth sharing to the people. But hey, speaking about music, I think I should dive into my little musical interest since I am your radio host in the mornings. I don't really have a favorite genre per se due to me always listening to music, always wanting to dive into different categories. But right now, I'm kind of enjoying on Nat King Cole. His most popular song is Orange Cut Sky, which is a really good song, don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of it. But I'm more leaning to L-O-V-E, which talks about how he feels towards someone, explaining how every moment is special with that person. And I think that's really powerful. Something I am high about this year is my swim team is coming back again, so I want to try to hit varsity with that. Which actually, fun fact, last year it was its first time coming back in 15 years. That's a little crazy. I'm currently also a part of the Native American Heritage Club, which is an open club where anyone can join to learn about Native American history and talk about different tribes. Also, diving into the issues and how we can help solve it. Over the summer, I picked up a job as a lifeguard, which is one of my personal interests. Doing the job was a lot of fun, and I highly, highly recommend it to any high school student out there that's looking for a fun job to do over the summer. Gaming was another thing that took up a lot of my summer. I mean, I just got myself an Xbox One with my paycheck, and I'm playing all sorts of games, ranging from FPS to RPG styles. I'm really big into games and to really get into that whole aspect. I mean, gaming has always been with me. I've saw my dad play games. I've always been interested in Let's Plays, and that has really fueled my love for games. Something I should mention is I'm also starting to stream on Twitch, which if you don't know, Twitch is a streaming service that showcases a bunch of live streams from gaming to building toolboxes. I am sticking to more playing the games. I'm trying to get a variety out there. I started it, I think, last weekend. Sorry, there was someone at the door. No, I started it last weekend, and it's been going good, don't get me wrong. I've been really enjoying it. So if you guys ever want to like stop by and see what games I'm playing, I recommend going to twitch.tv and follow Project 9092. That's where I'll be doing all my streams at. Schedules are random, but I usually try to make the content long. Well, that's all about me. Hope you all have a wonderful day.
Hello, KBPS listeners. My name is Zipalk, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be on air with you today. As a senior at Benton Polytechnic High School, I've had the incredible privilege of being part of the KBPS team, and this journey has been nothing short of amazing. Before we delve deeper into my story, I want to take a moment to give a heartfelt shout-out to my exceptional on-air partner, Josiah. Not only are they an extraordinary co-host, but they're also an invaluable friend who adds a special spark to our broadcasts. One of my passions that truly fuels my soul is Dungeons & Dragons. It's a game that has held a special place in my heart for as long as I can remember. The boundless freedom and creativity it offers while playing with my friends is nothing short of magical. In addition to KBPS, I'm actively involved in the Dungeons & Dragons Club, which serves as a fantastic avenue to stay engaged with like-minded students who share this fascinating interest. Speaking of adventure, this past summer was a whirlwind of excitement for me. I had the incredible opportunity to embark on a camping trip to a vibrant festival, and the memories created during those days under the open sky will be cherished in my heart for years to come. As we embark on a new school year, I'm eagerly anticipating the chance to dive into the world of podcasting. I'll be working on editing my father's podcast called JMac Fixes Everything, which promises to be an exciting and educational endeavor. The year ahead of us holds a trove of possibilities, and I can't wait to see what it has in store for all of us. Peering into the horizon, my plans include pursuing higher education next year. I'm leaning towards studying psychology because understanding the intricate workings of the human mind, both in the context of others and myself, has always fascinated me. Reflecting on my time at KBPS, one of my fondest memories etched in my mind has to be the wonderful experience of participating in the Summer Sound program during the summer. These are the moments that make the journey truly special.
in the grand tapestry of my life, my ultimate goal is to carry on my parents' legacy by taking over their company when they decide to retire. I'm fueled by relentless determination to work hard and achieve this dream, no matter what challenges lie ahead. Now let's shift gears and talk about something that resonates with so many of us. Music. My love for music knows no bounds, and while I appreciate all genres, there are a few that hold a special place in my heart. Classic rock, hip-hop, and a cappella. My music library is a treasure trove of melodies, and some of my favorite artists include the legendary acts like Queen and the Beatles, contemporary talents like Bruno Mars and Boy With Uke, and a diverse array of groups like Cake, Fish, Fun, Lovejoy, Maroon 5, Pentatonix, Straight Note, Chaser, Plain White Tees, and 21 Pilots, just to name a few. I'm considering learning about music theory in college. I spend my Friday nights hanging out with my parents while they play music that they are passionate about. Currently, my go-to song is Ocean Breathes Salty by Modest Mouse. Music in all its forms has the extraordinary power to uplift my spirits and transport me to different realms. I've been surrounded by music throughout my life, attending countless live shows and concerts, which continues to be a source of joy and inspiration for me. Thank you immensely for tuning in today. This is Ipolik signing off with a heartfelt reminder to keep listening to KBPS, your unparalleled source for all things awesome. Have an absolutely fantastic day, and may the melodies of life continue to serenade your soul.
Hi, I am Josiah. I am a senior at KBPS this year. My partner is Zip Pollock. He is a great partner so far. We're focusing on doing a lot more news this year. He's definitely a more music guy. I'm definitely a more talk guy. So a lot of the talk breaks we're going to be doing on air is going to be done by me. But he will still going to do, it's going to be half and half. Passions and hobbies are, I really like card games. I like finding out about new card games, new areas of history, listening to historical music. It's all amazing. Something that's extremely important to me is recreating old history, like recreating the fighting styles. So as an example, I go out with a group every Saturday called Battle Games, where we go out to a park in Washington and we practice historical dueling with boffer swords. These are like swords that are made of PVC pipe and then wrapped in foam, right? As an example, recently I've been practicing a lot of German Messer fighting that is very much related to like grappling, grabbing their hands, the handle of their sword, and then hitting them. So it's about subduing your opponent and then attacking. So overall, that is a very enjoyable activity. So I'm a club I am a part of at Benson would be Ocean Bowl. In Ocean Bowl, it's a ocean trivia competition that happens every year in February, where we go out to OSU. It's called the Salmon Bowl. We go up to OSU and we do a trivia competition, and then the winners will get scholarships and a free trip across seas. So I'm hoping we can win that this year. My favorite music genres tend to be metal and folk music, which is a strange combination. More specifically, I like listening to really, really old music. As an example, the Landsknecht from 500 years ago had their music, which they would play, and I like to listen to those songs, along with Scottish Jacobite Rebellion songs, and even some Easter Rising, oddly enough, even though that's more recent, that's 1916 with the Ireland rebelling against the English and coming out on top and gaining independence. My summer highlights would have to be, I don't know, my birthday happened over the summer and I got a great kill. I got to go to the Renaissance Fair. And the Renaissance Fair was just amazing. There were tons of people dressed up in all their outfits. There were a lot of games happening. There was a jousting competition. There were some people wearing full armor and fighting each other. And I loved watching all of that and seeing their styles and even copying a few of them. Something I'm looking forward to this year would have to be doing more news on air. That's something that I wanted to do last year, but my on-air partners didn't really want to do the news. They didn't have a lot of important events to talk about. And so I'm hoping I get to get down to that more this year, especially with my new on-air partner, Zip Pollock. Some future plans I have. I do plan to go to college, but only after a break year. Although I doubt that I probably won't. I really, really want to go visit the Scottish Highlands and maybe even just live up there. Not even in like a town, but in the woods, just living by myself, doing my own thing. My favorite KBPS memory would have to be sophomore year. I was on air with a friend, Gio. This was before we had on-air schedules. It was the first year Jacob was actually teaching at Benson. He's our teacher here, and he does a lot of stuff on air. He organizes a lot of events, so I'm very thankful to him. He also actually managed the homecoming last year, and I was a part of that, and I was so happy to go. So I guess that kind of counts as a KBPS memory. The other one, though, is going on air with Gio, and then also playing... watching Star Wars in the room. The sophomores get to watch Star Wars, so it was very fun. I think that's everything. I think that's everything I can go over. But thank you for listening to KBPS Portland. Have a good day.
Hi, my name is Razor.
And my name is Jason.
And we're juniors at Benson Polytechnic High School. We are on-air partners, and the reason for that is because we are best friends. And a hobby of mine is playing video games, such as Minecraft.
And my hobby is reading, and friends are most important to us.
Yes. A sport I do in my spare time is cheerleading, and Jason's not in a sport.
My favorite band is No Doubt, and my favorite artist is Nicki Minaj.
And my favorite band is Lovejoy and Gorillaz. My gender identity is gender fluid, and my cultural identity is Mexican. And
I consider myself a reader. This summer, I went Willamette jet boating, and my favorite part of it was the ending when the driver did this move called the Royal Flush, which basically you go full speed and then stop on the brakes really fast, which sends the nose of the boat into the water, which sends three waves of water at you, which basically makes you feel like you swam in the Willamette.
That's crazy. All I did for the summer was work and pretty much went to cheer practice. We had went to an all-star gym where they taught us how to do flips and how to throw each other in the air and catch ourselves properly. It was pretty crazy. One thing we were working to do is get all A's and B's for this school year so we can graduate correctly.
To be honest, I'm not 100% sure what I want to do after high school.
Same here, but I'm sure that's okay because we'll have time in the future to figure out what we're wanting to do.
Things we love about KBPS is making fun scripts and recording.
That is very true. Thank you for listening. This is KBPS. This is Jason and Razor signing out.
Hello, my name is Ruby. I am a junior in the KBPS broadcasting program. This year, my on-air partner is Connor. Say hello.
Hey. I'm Connor. I'm a junior also.
I'm working with them because they're my friend. And how are you supposed to have fun on air if you're not working with your friends? Anyways, we're going to answer a few questions. And to start off, I want to ask you, what are your hobbies?
My hobbies are... First of all, juggling. I really like to juggle, and I also like to ride my bike. How about you?
Well, I like to bake a lot, and I also like to make music. I guess produce, but saying making music sounds better. But, yeah, so do you do any after-school activities or clubs?
One thing that I do after school is I'm in a Portland Parks and Rec volleyball league, although we haven't started playing volleyball yet this year. How about you?
I'm not doing anything at the moment. I hope to return to basketball this year when the season comes around. That's pretty soon, but besides that, not much. Okay. Do you have any music genres, artists, songs? What do you like?
I really like pop music. I'm into several different artists, you know, Harry Styles, etc. But I really like Taylor Swift. That's one of the ones. How about you? What are your favorite musics?
Well, I really like New Jack Swing and, conflictingly, garage rock. One of my favorite New Jack songs is Shakata, Walk the Walk. I don't know how to say their name, but really good song. All right. What'd you do during the summer? Like, any highlights?
This summer, one of the big highlights was I went to a summer camp that I've been going to for, like, 8 years, and this year was actually the last year that I was able to be a camper there. Next year, I'm going to be a counselor. So that was really a moment where I was like, oh, wow, I guess I'm getting older.
Yeah.
Junior, so.
Comes fast.
Yeah, it sure does. How about you? What did you do this summer that was fun?
I mean, for the most part, I was just working, but I went out with friends a couple of times, like the mall and stuff. I mean, job was pretty hard. It was daycare. At least it's done now. No more kids. Okay. What are you looking forward to this year? Any fun things you're looking forward to?
Oh, sure. This year, I am looking forward to participating in this program because KBPS is awesome and Jacob is awesome. So there's that. And then also, I'm going to be in AP Physics, which I'm pretty excited about. How about you?
Ooh, that's great. I'm looking forward to as well being on air because it's super fun to be here. But I'm also going to probably be going to outdoor school when that comes around. Signing up is right now. So if you want to do that, then go to the front office and talk to them. But what is your favorite KBPS memory? You have any memories you want to share with us?
I would say one of my favorite KBPS memories is just being in here broadcasting in the morning, because sometimes I come here in the morning and broadcast with one other person, Chilhosusk. He's a senior this year. He comes in and broadcasts with me in the morning, and it's pretty fun. That's one of my favorite memories. Do you have a favorite KBPS memory?
I don't have any funny stories or anything quite yet, but I hope to make some fun memories this year. But yeah, nothing quite yet. So any goals, hopes, like what do you see in your future?
Well, hopefully I see radio. I mean, hopefully I'll be in the radio program for a few years. So that would be fun because I like the people and radio and music. So hopefully the radio. How about you?
Nice. Okay. For me, I'm hoping to get into a college that offers music kind of stuff. I'm having a hard time looking right now because all those colleges are very prestigious, but I'm trying. So any funny stories or favorite stories or fun things in general you want to tell us?
How about you?
I mean, I don't have much either, to be honest. I hope to get funny stories here, like I was saying before.
Indeed. I think we'll have to make those at some point.
All right. This has been Ruby and Connor. Say your goodbyes.
Bye-bye.
And you were listening to KBPS.
This is Zenith Yoshihara, and I'm here interviewing Jacob.
Hi, Zenith. Good morning, and thanks for taking a couple of minutes to chat with me.
Yep. Thank you for talking to me, too. If you could go back and tell your younger self anything, what would it be?
Wow, what a question. What would I tell my younger self? I would tell my younger self to still push myself in my professional life, but not completely ignore my personal life. So I would say for the last 20 years, I've primarily focused on my professional career, and I've let some of my personal life go to the wayside. I've lost some good friends, long life friends. I've moved across the country. I've relocated. It was all about my jobs and my careers and chasing my jobs and careers and getting a college degree and all that stuff, which is all good. But I really, in my personal life, I kind of dropped the ball a little bit. I lost some friendships that I miss. I missed out on some personal life opportunities that I would have liked to have pursued earlier in my life. But now that I feel super content in my professional world, with my job and my career and my stability, I am circling back around and reprioritizing my personal life again. And it feels really good.
That's a lot. Wow. What do you wish you could have done to prioritize more of your personal life?
Honestly, like I'm primarily talking about relationships that I, you know, and of course, when you're younger, It's a learning process. You're learning how to human. You're learning how to love. You're learning how to develop good friendships and relationships. And there can be obstacles in that world. And so for me, like, I always wanted to, in the stereotypical, you know, picturesque world, I always wanted to get married, have a baby, have a house, have a family, all those kinds of things. And here I am staring down 35, and those things are just now starting to creep into my life. I wish I would have had all of that at 25, when I had a little bit more energy and a little bit more time on my hands. Getting deep with me. This is good stuff.
Yeah, I like the deep questions because then they get everybody thinking. What do you wish you had more of in your environment growing up? Like, what do you wish you were exposed to?
Wow. More world culture. I was very sheltered as a young lad, as a student. I was kind of like in my comfort bubble and really wasn't pushed to get outside of that comfort bubble very much. I wish I had a little bit more culture in my life. I wish I would have had a little bit more, you know, everything from different culture fiestas to food to experience to friends. I wish I would have had more money. I mean, who doesn't want more money? You know, and all of the cool things that come along with that, sure. But, you know, there's much more important things in the world than and in life than money. I would say ultimately more culture.
Do you feel like traveling and moving to Portland and all of this stuff has helped you see more culture and experience it?
Yeah. So I'm born and raised in Portland. I'm born in Portland, grew up in Portland, and my big move when I was just out of college, I moved to Washington, D.C. for work. And Washington, D.C. is so unique. I lived there for 3 years, 4 years, and worked. And it wasn't like the exposure to culture that I'm wanting now, but it was definitely a whole different world there. I mean, Portland is so mellow and laid back and easygoing here. And D.C. was hustle and bustle and power and moving fast and suits and ties and news and politics. And in a way, that culture transformed my life for the better. I became, you know, politically active, socially aware. I started my own talk shows. I started showing up at actions, events, trying to do small parts to make the world a better place and engage in, you know, things like activism and social justice and politics, things that up to that point in my life I never cared about. You know, when you're in high school, you're focused on going through school and having friends and doing sports and activities and clubs. You're not thinking, at least most students, at least I wasn't, you're not thinking about news and politics and the world outside of your world very much. And that's the time in my life where that happened for me. And, you know, we were doing protests at the White House. We were doing, you know, activism on the, you know, whatever. I mean, lots of cool stuff. And that changed my life significantly. And I think in many ways for the better. So it was a unique cultural enhancement. But yeah.
Is there anywhere else you wish you could go that has a completely different culture?
I've never traveled outside the United States. I've never been outside the United States. So yeah, all of the above, right? I would love to go visit, you know, places south of the equator in the southern hemisphere. I've always wanted to go, you know, over to places like Europe, places like Asia. I've got some of my closest friends growing up. I did like 2 weeks in Japan when they were in high school, and that really changed them a little bit, and I always thought that was really cool. I always wanted a similar experience like that. I have never, to this point in my life, traveled outside the United States. And now that I feel like the professional, my professional life is dialed in, and I'm getting my personal life dialed in, one of the things I look forward to is traveling outside the United States.
Where do you think you'll go first when you travel outside of the States?
As non-cultural as this would sound, I've always wanted to see Vancouver, BC. which I feel like is not very much of a different culture than what we have right here in the Pacific Northwest. But I, you know, that's me being naive and uninformed and uneducated in that assumption. But I don't know. Cancun sounds nice. maybe we can balance the cultural enhancement with the white sandy beach experience.
Yep. If you could teach a concept or idea to everyone in the world, what would it be?
Kindness. How important kindness is. We're all different. We're all living different lives, and you have no idea what the person sitting next to you or standing in front of you is going through. They could be have a game face on and be going through the worst time in their life, and you have no idea. And you say the wrong thing, or you demonstrate the opposite of kindness in the bad moment, and all of a sudden, boom, you know, fireworks start flying. I wish I could be able to teach the world to sing in harmony and show kindness to everyone all the time.
Have you really struggled with mental health or been around people who struggle with it?
Yeah, I think it is fair to say that we all go through that challenge. It's called being human. Every single human being will experience that at some point in their life. And it's not just a one and done thing. Like, it comes back, and it's like an emotional mental workout. Like, this is one of the things I love to say to students now. It took me 3 years to come up with this, but now in my third year, I know how I want to approach students with this. I want to say that anytime students are about to, I ask students to do something that they don't want to do. Like in my junior and senior class, we just cracked out the new textbook. I told everybody, read chapter one, answer these questions. Oh man, I was met with such outrage. How dare you make me read a textbook in school? I don't want to read. And I explained that life is full of doing things that we don't necessarily want to do. But I take it to the next level and say, it's like going to the gym. When you go to the gym and you're trying to get buff or get swole, and you're working out your muscles and you're exercising your muscles, they're going to get bigger and stronger. When you do these kinds of mental and emotional exercises through life, maybe you have to read a textbook you don't want to do. Maybe you have to talk and work out a conflict with someone you don't necessarily want to. It's like an emotional, mental workout, strengthening your mind and your emotions to make you a stronger overall person. And we are always going to face obstacles. We're always going to have mental health, emotional health challenges, and that's okay. And it's okay to face those and do your best to navigate those, and just know that it's like a mental emotional workout, and you're going to get stronger in the end.
You seem pretty aware of everything. Have you done any mindfulness, or like why are you so aware?
We are all a sum of our life experience. It was never like one thing that happened that made my brain go, oh, now I get it. Now I see the world. It was every little thing, every little day, adding up and up and up and up. And it is the sum of the overall life experience that leads you to this awareness, if you will. It's having those different relationships and friendships. It's having these conversations with students. It's you know, me being a young student and banging my head against the wall going, I'm trying to change the world and it's not working. Why is my attempt to change the world not working? What can I do to do better? It's like it's not one big thing that was the aha moment. It's every little thing, every little day.
Do you think there's anyone that's been with you consistently helping you through everything that has changed your life in a big way?
Definitely my family, my parents, my father, my mom, still to this day some of the biggest influences in my life. And they've always been supportive. day in and day out. My animals, my pets, my dogs, all the generations of dogs that have just given you unconditional love. And I do have, even though I talked about, you know, moving and life-changing things and losing friendships, I have a handful of, you know, best friends that have been there since day one. Neighbors that you know, the families that lived across the street from the house that I grew up in, they had kids. And we were like neighborhood kids, and we'd all play around, ride our bikes around the streets back when that was still safe. And there's a collective, you know, group of people that have helped shape me and have been with me this whole time. And I think it's, at least for, I shouldn't assume anything, but I think that's the case for most people. Maybe it's only a couple people, maybe it's nobody. And for the people that have nobody, I would say you have more people than you might think.
Yeah, that's definitely hard when you think you're alone, but you really aren't. Do you hope to be that one person if people are struggling alone?
I'm always happy to help, and I've had, now I'm heading into my third year as a teacher, I've had that experience a couple of times with students who were having, you know, really, you know, alone moments, and just being there to listen, being there to talk, being there to, you know, to have these kinds of conversations, and I have seen now the impact that just those little tiny moments have had on people. I don't want to get into any specifics, but, like, I mean, there's been instances where students were, a radio student was struggling in a studio by themselves, and I just popped in there to say hi, and that was as simple as that, and it made a difference for them.
I think that would be a good note to end this on.
I've got to say, Zenith, I'm extremely impressed with your quality of questions and your dedication to not only this particular assignment, but your community, to your classroom, to making the world a better place. You're working really hard, and this is probably one of the best interviews I have ever been a part of with a student before, so thank you.
Thank you. That's a very high-quality compliment. I'm glad I can be a good interview for you.
The Student Hour, highlighting student voices from around Portland and beyond. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. Full episodes of The Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. On air since 1923, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Thanks to our supporters, Portland Radio Project, KBOO Community Radio, and thanks to our listeners like you. This concludes our episode for today. For AM 1450 KBPS, I'm Joe Anderson. Thanks for joining us.